Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Short Daily Zeit. Bop, bop, bop. Trend, trend, trend. That is courtesy of the one, the only, Johnny Davis. I am Jack, that's Miles, and that is also coming over the horizon. Here she is, super producer, Anna Hosnier!
Super Purdue.
What's up? Like Will Purdue, but cooler. Yeah.
What's not trending, cool. Man? What are we talking about? What's
what
going
is
on?
Even What's trending? Corrupt Joe Biden is trending. Yep. I mean, if I've been calling him that from day one, man.
Yeah, I've had my ears open.
Don't blame Trump. Don't blame Trump, bro.
Exactly. This is because there was a fundraising email sent out where I think it's Kevin, like the minority leader, was saying, "I just got back from a meeting with corrupt Joe Biden, and he is still willing to push his socialist radical agenda." It's like, come the fuck on. He's talking about means testing already for fucking getting your
right.
any kind of support check. So I don't know, but yeah, we'll see how. I don't know. This is just very interesting. Maybe hiding the fact that the GOP is in a real weird spot right now.
By the way, big news, guys. I am now wearing one of those carpal tunnel gloves.
I thought you were bowling.
I know.
I thought you were going bowling after this.
It's cool. It's like a thing that I've always aspired to be, one of the people with the carpal tunnel glove.
Yeah, you could look like a librarian.
Actually,
I feel like every librarian I had carpal tunnel syndrome.
A lot of people don't know this,
but I do use Jack's wife as my doctor. Just to text her things, and she got me on my carpal tunnel hand.
Oh, really? Guess who ordered this one for me?
Yeah, I was like, "Can I?"
His wife,
my wife.
Please, and she was like, "Actually, Ramsey,
my five-year-old was like,
he was like,
will you stop complaining now?"
It's
hear about your tingling fingers, Jack.
It's weird. It's yeah, I won't go into my carpal tunnel symptoms. Let's talk about Chewgy. That is Cheugy for all the old washed people like me. Miles, you had to explain to me what this is.
Chewgy, man. Gen Z, that's how they're coming at their elders who have the very basic, predictable style. Like, essentially, like, if your house looked like a Pinterest board, they're going to be like, oh, that shit's Chewgy. That's Chewg shit. If you're dressing up and you're like, your whole identity is like, based off of a couple Instagram accounts, they feel that's Chewg. So, you know, that's like this whole, so there's like these articles, basically what I'm guessing are panicked millennials being like, what is Chuggy and how to know if you are Chug? Because we don't want to be Chuggy. It's like, man, fuck it, bro. At a certain point, I'm like, yeah, I'll get the grill that says Chuggy on it.
Am I Chuggy?
Am I so Chuggy that it's not Chuggy? Because I'm like Chuggy aware of my Chugginess. Chuggy.
That is the question.
Is the question. I mean, that is definitely going to be a BuzzFeed headline or some sort of headline.
Hopefully, I got to it first. But yeah, you know, it's great intergenerational warfare, which I love, and I love anything that where warfare. Suddenly, like, it just shows the insecurity of our generation too. It's like, what is it, man? Are we good? Are you not one of them? Are you? Because we got to look cool to Gen Z, baby.
I do like that they're targeting a thing that I think is worth targeting about that generation. I'll say that generation. I'm going to disown the millennials when they're being criticized. Only when it's good for me do I embrace mm-hmm. the millennials. but I do like that is the fact that everybody kind of blended into the average person on Instagram at a certain point, I think is probably worth shitting on. Do your own thing. Guys,
I mean, exactly, you know, but I think it's also a criticism, I think, of just like sort of uncritical, mouth open consumer capitalism, too, where it's like, I've collected these images to be me.
Yes, the capitalism. I don't know if they're looking at it like that. Infinity Stones.
Exactly.
Is it Chuggy that I just called something Infinity Stones? I feel like Marvel's super Chuggy.
Look, handmade products are not Chuggy, okay?
Okay.
I think it's Chuggy to ask if something's Chuggy.
What? No.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, I'm joking, though, because I don't really even care. That's how
No,
not
but that's
Chuggy
also Chuggy.
I am. Fuck!
It's Chuggy to not care and to care. It's Chuggy to exist. Existence is Chuggy.
Or, like, whenever you text us, like, when you got a new outfit and you said, I did a thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like when you said, like, I'm getting chocolate wasted when you're like having a bowl of ice cream with your kids. We're like, bro, that's Chug, bro.
Chug.
But you know what? I love it. I think it's called Cutie. Not
on my counter, Sunday with my kids. Mm-hmm. Getting chocolate
just
wasted.
Just putting the ice cream down. Cold cream Stone Creamery. I'll come by.
Yeah. Cold warm creamery. Cause can't get the
warm.
Can't get the counter
creamery
as cold as I ever want it. Hybrid workspace is trending.
Yeah.
What is this for the reasons that
it's people, Chuggy, man.
It's Chuggy.
I'm just Chuggy getting ahead of it. So fuck that. It's trending because there's like an article out asking if what the hybrid workspace, like how realistic it is. You know, this idea that we'll be working half from home, half in an office.
I saw that.
That it's not gonna last because of things like trust, like in terms of company, like if you want to work together well. You may be able to work now because you have trust among the coworkers you had prior to lockdown, but adding people could be a bit of a stretch depending on the nature of the work. Just the idea that a lot of people like that on some level, a commute can help punctuate the day or time or created some level of like normality or schedule. And another one that I didn't quite identify with either, but all in all, just to say like there are reasons to believe that it's, when everyone is able to move freely, that not everyone is exactly going to want to work from home all the time.
Right,
but I think on some level, it probably will, because a lot of people are getting a taste of a easier way to navigate their work-life balance.
And I
don't know how many, you know, I think it all depends on what it's been like.
It just seems like they're working, like the person who was talking about this was like a productivity expert or something, you know, a workplace expert, but all of that research was done pre-pandemic, right? And we now have a global experience of a new reality where people have worked from home and been comfortable working from home. I feel like, I don't know, I didn't notice, as somebody who works with, you know, a handful of people who we used to work together in the same place. Now we don't. I didn't feel like a seismic shift of people feeling less included or less involved. And a lot of the communication that went away, it turns out, wasn't all that necessary. Feels like the old way kind of kicking and screaming a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I think that's always going to be the case. It's definitely siding with that idea.
this will be choogy of me, but I feel the opposite. I feel like I have no idea what's going on. People will ask me about things where I'm like, what?
Huh?
I had no idea that was a thing. People will be like, wow, I'm so, so excited for this show. And I'm like, I don't know who that, I don't know what that show is. Like, you guys are doing a show about this. And I'm like, I didn't, oh. So like, I actually feel like we've lost a lot of that basic communication that we would have when we were just sitting around each other that helped create context for a lot of things. And am I saying I should be the manager and not Jack? Maybe.
Yeah,
but
that's what
you know
it sounds
what?
Like.
That's kind of a bit of a choogy-ish.
That's pretty choogy. Yeah, that's pretty choogy.
To try and step on my manager's face to the top. But you know what? That's the millennial choogy in me that has to kind of use this podcast as a way to promote myself and lessen the men around me. But no, I do think I feel like there has been like a bit of a disconnect because we're not in office. Like I haven't talked to certain employees that I spoke to every day, literally in like a year.
Right.
I feel like I don't have a relationship with them anymore because I just don't have to work with them on anything and I don't like stare at them all day.
There's definitely been a couple situations where I was like, oh shit, that probably wouldn't have happened if we were all in the same place and like we just like ambient communication was taking place. At the same time, like I do wonder if the benefits outweigh those like handful of drawbacks.
I think that's why it's going to be just hard to tell because we can only either theorize it from the before times,
right,
or theorize it in the midst of a pandemic and then what it looks like sort of on the other side. Because I think what's really strange, even about all of these takes that are starting to come out about like, what, look at how Australia is going back to work. Will there be office buildings? They're acting like the pandemic's over.
Right. Right.
And I think that's the weirdest thing sort of tonally, even about a lot of it, is like, we're still not out of this thing. But that's what's interesting too, is seeing the momentum of a lot of like the bigger media sort of creating these articles like that sound or making the assumption that we're out of the pandemic too, which, cause you know, the bosses would love to be like, yep, you know, don't get any ideas about how much sort of life work freedom you had, because I think that's truly one of the really interesting things that occurred for a lot of people of the, you know, the churn slowing down at a certain point.
Yeah. WeWork CEO just came out and said that the people who are engaged, this is just a very CEO disconnected thing. Those who are overly engaged with the company want to go to the office. Those who are least engaged are very comfortable working from home. It's like, I don't think that's necessarily the case, bro.
I don't know about
like,
that.
That's basically saying like, this is what you're going to think.
Right.
If you're not here, you don't give a fuck.
Right.
And if you do, maybe you give a fuck too much, but at least we know. Like, okay.
Right.
Back to work, everyone. Why don't you make sure the pandemic's over and also keep people supported that need the support because it's a pandemic.
Seth Rogen is trending for a number of reasons. Most enjoyable, there's a picture of him without a beard.
Yeah.
And he looks like a handsome
Branch
character
Davidian?
Actor from the 80s. Yeah, oh. Branch Davidian also. Like he just doesn't look like himself at all.
He looks like he was in David Koresh's band.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like I could see him and Koresh like talking about something. Yeah, he's got a strong look though. I'll give him that. Like it's, I think the reason why people were talking about that photo is because it shows how much of a chameleon he is.
Because
you're like, I know that's Seth Rogen, but that is not Seth Rogen as I know him to be.
Not my Seth Rogen.
No.
So there's also a story that's like kind of cutesy about how he was going after going to talk to Beyonce and her bodyguard just like basically straight armed him and he spilled his drink all over himself and he's just being
who
bumbling.
Is he?
right. Yeah. Yeah. He might not have had a full beard going and then it just seems like some Branch Davidians running up on Beyonce.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, I think he has to lead with his laugh. Yeah, and then they're like, oh, right, oh, shit, right,
oh,
yeah,
shit.
Pineapple Express it's, guy.
Right,
there
right. But then, more problematically, Charlene Yee has responded. So, a couple days ago, he was like, I'm not working with James Franco anymore because of all the just shady shit that has come out about him.
Like that, right?
Yeah, abuse allegations. I don't know why I called it shady shit. But she...
Got to de-bro your mind, man.
Like, he was being major shady, dude.
He'd be real shady.
Real shady shit, 2021,
we call that a sex predator.
Sexual abuse. yeah, so he was being sex pred. Back in 2018, Seth Rogen had come out and been like, yeah, I'll still work with him, which kind of, you know, basically gave James Franco a vote over his accusers instead of like saying believe women and, you know. So Charlene Yee is basically saying, who was one of the accusers from her time on The Disaster Artist, said that it was like a really abusive environment. She was like, you can't just come out now and be like, well, now I'm making the right decision, because when you said that was kind of at the height of all the attention, and it's like, you need to apologize to the survivors of, you know, James Franco's abuse. And yeah, I think that's probably right. And I suspect he might actually do that. Mm. So we'll see. And finally, Ellen is ending her run.
Oh,
but wow. She's actually doing it because, so I assumed it was because her entire show and persona is based around the idea that she's nice and likable, but then like all these stories were coming out about how like she's the meanest person in Hollywood. Well, actually, it turns out that she's ending her show because it was too easy for her. She wants new challenges. This isn't a challenge anymore, which is weird because I would assume that like the last 6 months have probably been the most challenging of her entire career, since she lost like 50% of her viewership because everyone was like, oh, you're a mean, vindictive monster. And yet your whole show is based on you being likable. Like, that seems like a hell of a needle to thread. I'm impressed that she found it like not just easy, but so easy that she couldn't bring herself to keep doing it. It was like Good Will Hunting when he set that mathematical proof on fire.
I thought it was because Dakota Johnson showed up and pulled that thread that unraveled.
Right.
Just a world of darkness and fear and terror and matchsticks and urine and just like murder. You know what I mean? Like, that was the vibe. Like, it was like Dakota Johnson showed up, was like, you're invited to my birthday party. And then it was just like, it was like the thread all of a sudden just started, like, so people just kept pulling and pulling and pulling.
Well,
and just
I don't know about
matchsticks.
That.
And I thought that was the catalyst. That was the catalyst for us to be like, Dakota Johnson would never lie, Ellen.
Yeah.
What's the deal, Ellen?
Two versus Dakota, Ellen. What's good? Yeah, I feel she's mastered it. You know, her ego has ended up on the other side, flawless victory.
Right.
Like, weathered the storm, won't even acknowledge that shit, and you're going out on, sorry, y'all, the shit was too easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna let some mortals fuck around with this now. You know what I mean? I'm being a kind god, and I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Hell yeah. All right, Ellen, take off.
I think she's no longer doing it so people like Dakota Johnson can't be like, I'm pretty sure you were invited and you said no. I think that's why she's not doing it anymore, so celebrities can't be like, that didn't happen, Ellen.
Yeah, and also, like, because the longer she's in the spotlight, the more she feels exposed, I'm guessing.
What do you think she'll do next?
I mean, the world's her oyster.
Ellen, come on the Daily Zeitgeist, you know?
Yeah.
Just let's rehabilitate your image. Let's get your side of the George Bush thing.
I mean, if she drops
she
a podcast.
But, you know, her another shot at it.
He loves gays. He didn't treat anyone poorly.
Oh, yeah.
God, you guys are so judgmental.
That feels so much like a podcast that would get pitched.
Ooh, right.
Ellen and George W. Bush.
Oh,
the new Obama
and Bruce Springsteen.
Just Ellen both of them sitting with those stances.
Damn, that would do numbers, though.
Right. Would it? Yeah, I guess.
In like just this bizarre way. At least the first episode, people are like, what?
He's like,
and then they're
going
to hate it.
This is my impression. How do you, can someone do a George
Bush? No, you're
nailing it. Ellen. "How do lesbians have sex?" "Oh, George!" And then she has to describe it to him. I would listen.
Wow.
Ellen and Ted Nugent, Brian has suggested.
Oh, yeah.
Also a good idea. But
I mean, yeah, she could have a... Or Ellen and Charles Barkley.
Well, I mean, that would actually be good.
That would be weird.
It would be
weird.
Yeah,
but I'm kind of curious to know, like, what... That's just an odd duo. But
people
again,
are mad at podcasts for ending the Conan O'Brien show. They're like, now he's just worried about doing podcasts.
That's what people were saying, right? Podcasts ended late night comedy.
I mean, the only place I saw it was on the timeline of the guy who everyone was like, "Oh, that comedian is racist and terrible." Last night, I was like, "Why is everyone talking about this comedian who I guess is like one of Joe Rogan's like whack pack?" And on his thread, he was like, "It's actually true, dude. Conan did kill, or Conan's podcast did kill late night TV." So,
all right. Thanks, Kid Show Business. All the way from Austin, Texas, the heart of it all. Thanks.
That's right. Anna, it's been a pleasure having you. Anything else we should tell the people?
Are we going to talk about the super group?
The super group. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. Were you, there's a rap, okay. there's a rap super group with Snoop Dogg, E-40, Too Short, and Ice Cube, and Snoop Dogg also, a second, he's got to be mentioned twice. And were you kidding when you said it was going to be all clean?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I just thought that was funny. And can you believe,
it? It's all Christian.
All clean. But I think that's interesting. I believe they're going by Guys for Eva. Just joking.
Guys
Five
Eva.
That's a Girls Five Eva joke. Great show. Check it out, Peacock.
Have you been watching it? It's good?
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. Funny. It's funny because you start watching it and you're like, are we watching 30 Rock? Because it's immediately that same vibe. Like, because it's Tina Fey vehicle with, what's his name? That guy, Carlisle? I don't know. I forget his name.
Just Robert the guy, Carlisle.
The people who did
Karloff.
30 Robert Carlisle. So,
there you go.
Robert Carlisle.
Sorry.
The basketball coach / Tina Fey's producer.
Hey, look, legally, I'm not bound to remembering any white person's name. And you guys know that. So, So it's got that same energy and the jokes, man. They're firing off. They're going for it.
They're called Mount Westmore, though. That's what they're called.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not really called Guys Forever.
I was hoping they were. Shit. But yeah, they're all, look, Too Short, 54. E-40, 53. Ice Cube, 51. Snoop, 49. And they said, they're at the age where it's a good time to do a thing like this and extend your career a bit in a different way. So.
I mean, that'll be interesting. Who's producing? Who's making the
we'll
beats?
We'll see, man.
Oh, it looks like Macklemore. I'm just joking.
But their first single, Chuggy as Fuck, should be cool. Pimps and Chugs. That's what it's called.
So, wait, the band or the group is called what now?
Mount
Westmore. Okay.
No, they're actually called what now? But in an old band voice.
I get it. Because there's four of them. They're the Mount Rushmore of the West Coast.
It should be what now for sure, though.
Huh? What now?
Right.
And you're like, because none of them, they're old.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Who drank my Oatly? I envision that they drink oat milk too. Like their lyrics might reveal things like talking about like how they need acai in the morning and shit.
Who was recently talking about, was it Roy Wood Jr. who said he saw Too Short holding a woman's, his girlfriend's hand
in the airport?
Yeah. Oh, the hand?
Yeah.
Broke his heart.
Yeah, wait a second.
It's so funny to hear Too Short talk seriously about his career because you're like, damn, this dude's just smart. He's just like,
he's like, have you heard of art creating a character?
Like, oh, short dog, but you did Blowjob Betty? That's okay, that's art.
Blowjob Betty was probably some of my finest writing.
Yes.
The character arc in that, you may have heard it, the development I gave to Blowjob Betty. She really believed in the blowjob she was giving. Yes. I really should. I should do a full analysis as Too Short of all his music. as true shirt as myself of how he came up with these really, really demeaning characters.
There's already a, yeah, I think inside the actor's studio where he's doing a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. That's, I mean, honestly, like when he does talk about it, it's so great. You're just wow, yeah, you're right. He's an artist. What were we doing out here?
It was just a persona, guys.
Yeah. It's like, I went to art school. My parents were did well off. I don't know what you guys expect of me. And we're just like, what?
Yes. When I was at Juilliard workshopping this character, I knew I had something.
I would always love when
what is my favorite word? Bitch.
Bitch.
I would always love when he would brag about how his dick hadn't fallen off. Because that's like such a strange, yeah. He's
incredible
been pimping for years
by
and
my penis
yet.
At this point.
All right. Well, we will be on the lookout for that. that's going to do it for us for this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Get a fucking vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.